ਸਾਯੋਰਾ ਮਾਤਾ ਪੰਜਾਬ ਆਰੇ ਭਗਤੀ ਜਾਨਾ ਵਾਲਾ ਹਰਦਾਰੀ ਅਸ਼ੋਦਨਾਮ ਨਾਨਾ ਬ੍ਰਜ ਜਾਨ ਰਾਂਜਨ ਯਮੁਨਾ ਸੇਰਵਾਨ ਚਾਰੀ ਦਯਾ ਰਾਧਮਾਨਵ ਪੰਜਾਬ ਹਾਰੀ ਗੋਪੀ ਜਾਨ ਲਾ ਕਿਰਵਰਦਾਰੀ ਯਸ਼ੋਦਾਨੰਦਨ ਬ੍ਰਜ ਜਾਨ ਰਾਂਜਨ ਯਮੁਨਾ ਸੇਰਵਾਨ ਚਾਰੀ ਜਯਾ ਰਾਧਮਾਨਵ ਪੰਜਾਬ ਹਾਰੀ ਗੋਪੀ ਜਾਨ ਵਾਲਾ ਗਿਰਵਰ ਸਾਰੀ ਯਸ਼ੋਦਾਨੰਦਨ ਬ੍ਰਜ ਜਾਨ ਰਾਂਜਨ ਯਮੁਨਾ ਸੇਰਵਾਨ ਚਾਰੀ ਹਰੇ ਕ੍ਰਿਸ਼ਨ ਹਰੇ ਕ੍ਰਿਸ਼ਨ 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 ਹਰੇ 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 ਰਾਮ ਹਰੇ ਰਾਮ 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 ਹਰੇ ਹਰੇ Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Panchatattva, 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 Jaya Panchatattva. Jaya Radha Madhav, Jaya Radha Madhav, Radha Madhav, Jaya Radha Madhav. Jaya Nrisimha Dev, Nrisimha Dev, Nrisimha Dev, Jaya Prahlada Maharaj. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Guru Deva, Jaya Guru Deva, Guru Deva, Jaya Guru Deva. Джай Вишну Пад Парамахамса Париврааджа Качарья Штутара Шадаши Шримад Риданти Гасвами Бхай Чарана Равинда Бхактивиданта Свами Шила Прабхупада Киджа. Джай Вишну Пад Парамахамса Париврааджа Качарья Штутара Шадаши Шримад Риданти Гасвами Бхактисиданта Сарасвати Прабхупад Махараджа Киджа. Ананта Коти Вашна Вринда Киджа. Намачарья Шила Хридаста Кур Киджа. Ом Прамстако Ши Кришна Чайтанья Прабху Нитянанда Ши Адвайта Гададхара Шивас Адигора Бхакта Вринда Киджа. Ши Ши Радха Мадхава Гопи Гопинат Радха Кунда Шьяма Кунда Гири Говардхан Киджа. Вриндавана Мадура Дама Киджа. Майпура Навадвипа Дама Киджа. Ганга Майя Муна Майя Киджа. Тулси Махарани Бхакти Деви Киджа. Гаура Прамананди. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Shri Shri Guru Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. All glories to Srila Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskrityam Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jayamudirayet Нашта праеша бадрешу нитям Бхагавата севая Бхагаватютама шлоке бхактир бхавати наиштики. Ом Акьянам Тимирандасья Гьянанджана Шалакая Чакшурмилитам Йена Тасмай Шри Гураве Намаха Шри Чайтанья Манобиштам Стапитам Йена Бутале Сваям Рупахада Махьям Дадати Свападантикам Вандехам Шри Гурукшир Адакамалам, Шри Гурун Вайшнавамша, Шри Рупа Саграджатам, Сахагана Рагунатхам Витам, Там Садживам Садвайтам, Савадутам Париджанам, Сахитам Кришна Чайтанья Девам, Шри Радха Кришна Падам, Сахагана Лалита, Шри Вишакам Витамша, Намахом Вишну Падая Кришна Прештая Будале Шимате Бхакти Виданта Свами Хитинамине Намасте Сарасвати Деве Гауравани Прачарине Нирвишеша Шуннавади Пашатья Дешатарине Намамаха Ваданьяя Кришна Према Прадаяте Кришная Кришна Чайтанья Намне Гауратвише Намаха Панчататватмакам Кришнам Бхактарупа Сварупакам Бхактаватарам Бхактакьям Намами Бхакта Шактикам Хе Кришна Каруна Синду Дина Банку Джагатпате Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare Na Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Padala Shumati Jaya Pataka Swami Tsunemin Vacharya Padaya Nitaya Kripa Pradaya Nagaura Kata Dhamma Daya Nagara Grama Tarane Hare Krishna, dear devotees. Today we are reading 10th canto, 2nd chapter, verse number 6. And the chapter is entitled Prayers by the Demigod for Lord Krishna in the Worm, Garbhastuti. Bhagavan api vishvatmaham viditva kamsa jambayam yadunam nijanathanam yogamayam samadishat bhagavan api vishvatmaham viditva kamsa jambayam yadunam nijanathanam Yogamayam samadishat Bhagavan api vishvatmam Viditva kamsa jambayam Yadunam nijanathanam Yogamayam samadishat Anapi Vishvatma Viditva Kamsa Jambayam Yadunam Nijanathanam Yogamayam samadishat Bhagavan api vishvatma Viditva kamsa jambayam Yadunam nijanatanam Yogamayam samadishat Vaishnavis, please. Dhanam api vishvatma Viditva kamsa jambayam Yadunam nijanatkanam Yogamayam samadishat Bhagavan Shri Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead Api Also Vishvatma, who is the super soul of everyone. Viditva, understanding the position of the Yadus and his other devotees. Kamsajam, because of Kamsa. Bhayam, fear. Yadunam, of the Yadus. Nijanathanam, who had accepted him The Supreme Lord, as their supreme shelter. Yogamayam, unto Yogamaya, the spiritual potency of Krishna. Samadhishat, ordered as follows. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. To protect the Yadus, his personal devotees, from Kamsa's attack, the personality of Godhead, Vishvatma, the supreme soul of everyone, ordered Yogamaya as follows. Please repeat. To protect the Yadus, his personal devotees, from Kamsa's attack, the personality of Godhead, Vishvatma, the supreme soul of everyone, ordered Yogamaya as follows. The purport. Because purport is lengthy, so we will divide it into some portions and we will discuss on the flow. The words Bhagavan Api Vishvatma Viditva Kamsajam Bayam are commented upon by Srila Sanatana Goswami. Bhagavan Svayam is Krishna. Krishna stool Bhagavan Svayam, 1.3.28. He is Vishvatma, the original super soul of everyone, because his plenary portion expands as the super soul. It's interesting how Vishwanath Chakravarti commented this small passage about how Krishna is Vishvatma, or how Krishna is the soul of this universe. Vishwa, that's universe, and Atma, that's the soul. He said that Vishvatma has another meaning, very sweet meaning. That's the object of our prema. That's object of the prema of everyone in this universe. That's the object of prema of this universe. That's why he is Vishvatma, because it's only lovable object of this universe. I found it very inspiring. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita. Kshetragyam chapi mam vidhi sarva kshetreshu bharata. Lord Krishna is a kshetragya, or super soul, of all living entities. He is the original source of all expansions of the personality of Godhead. There are hundreds and thousands of plenary expansions of Vishnu, such as Sankarshan, Pradyumna, Anirudha, and Vasudeva. But here, in the material world, the Vishvatma, the super soul for all living entities, is Kshiradakshaya Vishnu. That's another point Srila Prabhupada made there about Vishvatma, the super soul of this universe. So for this universe, for this material world, say, the super soul is Kshiradakshaya Vishnu. But for other abodes of the Lord, like Vaikunthas, it's another innumerable expansions of the Lord, like Sankarshan, Pradyumna, Anirudha, and Vasudeva. They reign over all these Vaikuntha planets, so they play the role of super soul for the residents of those worlds, the worlds of Vaikuntha. And also for us who already established the relationship with our Ishtadev, it's not anymore Kshiradakshaya Vishnu, who is a super soul in the heart, but it's Krishna. So what is the role of this super soul? It's a director. Super soul directs where? To Krishna, beyond this matter. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, 1861, Ishvarak Sarva Bhutanam Hriddesher Juna Tishtati. The Supreme Lord is situated in the heart of all living entities, O Arjuna. Krishna is actually Vishvatma by his plenary expansion as Vishnu Tattva. Yet because of his affection for his devotees, he acts as super soul to give them direction. Sarvasya Chaham Hriddesane Vishto Matak Smritir Gyanam Apohanam Cha. It's also interesting. Another point Srila Prabhupada makes here, that for all the living entities, super soul is Kshiradakshaya Vishnu. But for his devotees, that's Krishna himself, who takes the role of the super soul to direct again to himself. doing the same thing as a super soma, так, Smriti, Gyanam and Abhanam. From me, remembrance, knowledge and forgetfulness come. So this is the direction of our super soul, of Krishna. And this is the principle of intelligence. Knowledge, forgetfulness and remembrance. That's what contains in our intelligence. That's how Krishna directs us through our intelligence. And Acharya said that Krishna telling in Chatushloki Bhagavad Gita that I will shown in the work of your intelligence. So Krishna directly rules through our intelligence, directly manifest in our intelligence through these three constituents, Smriti, knowledge and forgetfulness. And then Srila Prabhupada speaks about fear, because this verse related to fear Kamsa Jan Bayam. So all this Yadunam, they were afraid of Kamsa very much. So Srila Prabhupada comments, a pure devotee is always fearful of material existence. No one knows what will happen next, for one may have to change his body at any moment. Tatha Dehantara Pratir, Bhagavad Gita 2:13. Knowing this fact, a pure devotee acts in such a way that he will not have his life spoiled by being obliged to accept another body and undergo the tribulations of material existence. This is bayam, or fear. Bayam dvitiya binivesha tatsyat. Srimad Bhagavatam 11:37. This fear is due to material existence. But although everyone is prone to be affected by the ignorance of material existence, meaning by fear, the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna is always alert to the protection of his devotee. So it's also very interesting, we can find from the passage that devotees have to fear, that's healthy, but Krishna protects them from this fear. What does it mean? We will hear a little later, because it's a whole subject to discuss. And then Krishna speaks, or Srila Prabhupada speaks about special mercy, anukampa or anugraha, how he protects us through special mercy. Krishna is so kind and affectionate toward his devotees that he helps them by giving them the intelligence by which to exist in this material world without forgetting him even for a moment. The Lord says, Tesham evana kampartham aham gyana jamta maha nashayam yatma bhavasto gyana dipena basvata. Out of compassion for them, I, dwelling in their hearts, destroy with the shining lamp of knowledge the darkness born of ignorance. So what we should do to receive this anukampa, special mercy? Srila Prabhupada comments, the word yoga means link. Any system of yoga is an attempt to reconnect our broken relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. There are different types of yoga, of which bhakti yoga is the best. In other yoga systems, one must undergo various processes before attaining perfection, but bhakti yoga is direct. The Lord says in Bhagavad Gita 6:47, Yoginam apisarvesham madgatenantaratmanam shradavan bhajate yamam Same yukta tamomataha. Of all yogis, he who always abides in me with great faith, worshipping me in transcendental loving service, is most intimately united with me in yoga and is the highest of all. For the bhakti yogi, a human body is guaranteed in his next existence, as stated by Lord Sri Krishna. Shuchinam shimatam gehe yoga brashta vijayate, Bhagavad Gita 6:41. And then Srila Prabhupada explains the meaning of yoga maya. Yoga maya is a spiritual potency of the Lord. Out of affection for his devotees, the Lord always stays in transcendental touch with them through his yoga maya. Although otherwise his Maya potency is so strong that she bewilders even exalted demigods like Brahma. Therefore the Lord's potency is called Yoga Maya. Since the Lord is Vishvatma, he's immediately ordered Yoga Maya to give protection to Devaki. So there are very interesting thing how Srila Prabhupada mentioned two main aspects of Yoga Maya. First, that the Lord stays in spiritual contact, in spiritual touch with us through Yoga Maya. So Yoga Maya appears first to enable the Lord to stay in touch with us. Lord is always with us through Yoga Maya. That's the agent for the Lord to come and to stay with us. Without Yoga Maya, he will not appear, he will not manifest for ourselves. And the second aspect of Yoga Maya mentioned here by Srila Prabhupada, that's she's bewildering agent of the Lord. Not just Mahamaya, who bewilders demons, but also the devotees, they're also bewildered by Yoga Maya. So the bewildering aspect is there to bewilder, to connect more, to make us closer to Krishna. So before I start, I'm seeking blessings for all of you, exalted to audience. And please give me say something inspirational to please Krishna, Guru, and all the devotees. Thank you so much. So, first of all, this verse describes something very special. Krishna is preparing to enter this world. Krishna is preparing to come. So he already sent his plenary portion, Balaram, already went here. And now he's ordering Yoga Maya to also appear. This verse also explains the relationship between Supreme Shaktiman, that's Krishna, and his energies. So he order, meaning his energy is subordinate to him. He is the master of all energies. Therefore, he orders now Yoga Maya to appear. So, what is the energy? It's also very interesting to analyze how person will manifest, how person or personality will reveal itself or himself through energies. So, energies, that means for the personality to manifest itself outwardly, right? And Krishna has so many qualities, innumerable qualities, innumerable attributes, innumerable characters, innumerable forms, innumerable actions, activities. So how to manifest all this? Through different energies. So all these different energies of Krishna, that means to express himself as a personality with all his different attributes. Technically speaking, Krishna has only one energy, but because he is unlimited, his character is unlimited, his qualities are unlimited. So this one energy is divided into 20 principal energies as stated by different sources, like Jiva Goswami named them one by one, 20. Madhvacharya gives 16, and then Jiva Goswami gives, or Baladevi Debhushana gives 9. So it doesn't matter actually. All of them, they meant to express Krishna as person with all his innumerable qualities and attributes outwardly. So what is Yoga Maya? That's the energy. That's the means to express ourselves or Krishna as our source. And what is Yoga Maya? Actually, the definition of Maya is given in many places. Especially Krishna gives it in his teaching to Lord Brahma in Chatur Shlokas of Srimad Bhagavatam. But it's bulky. And then Srila Prabhupada summarizes this teaching about Yoga Maya in one word. He gives definition of Yoga Maya in one word. It connects to Krishna. Yoga Maya connects to Krishna. But it's the main definition. It's our connection to Krishna. And what is Mahamaya? Mahamaya disconnects from Krishna. That's most simple definitions of these two energies. So, because Yoga Maya connects us to this Supreme Personality of Godhead, her name is Bhadra, all auspicious. Bhadra means auspicious. Why this connection with the Lord is so auspicious? Because we can come out of the suffering and come to bliss through Yoga Maya, being connected through her to the Lord. And then she is Devi. Devi means worshipable. She is also worshipable out of the same reason. She connects us to the Lord, to our happiness, to the source of our happiness. Otherwise, we cannot be happy without Yoga Maya. And now Krishna sends this Yoga Maya to the material world. For us trapped in matter, Yoga Maya, out of these 20 main energies of Krishna, has a special role. Why? Because she gives us something which we totally lost here. That's our connection with the Lord. She brings it back. Therefore, for us, Yoga Maya, that's very special, like main energy here. Therefore, we always hear about Yoga Maya and Yoga Maya and Yoga Maya. Although there are 20 principal energies of the Lord, they call it Mula Shakti, or the main spiritual energy, the 20. Yoga Maya is one of them, but still for us, it's more pertinent for our situation here. We want to be connected. We are disconnected. We are disconnected then from everything. So we want to be connected. Therefore, only Yoga Maya can help us. For us, this main energy of Krishna. And Srila Prabhupada mentioned here, out of affection for his devotees, the Lord always stays in spiritual touch with them through Yoga Maya. That's what we told. Yoga Maya is the agent for the Lord to come and stay with us. And in Bhagavad Sandarbha, as we already mentioned, Jiva Goswami mentioned 20 principal energies, started from Sri. I just named some of them. Sri, Pushti, Gir, Kanti, Kirti, Tushti, Ila, and Urja. And then material energies, Vidya, Avidya, Maya. And then his internal pleasure potency, Shakti or Hladini. It's everything from Bhagavad Sandarbha. And then additionally, Samvit, Sandhini, Bhakti, Murti, Vimala, Yoga, Maya, one of these main energies of the Lord, Prakvi, Ishana, and Anugraha. All of these energies, they act in different divisions of supremacy of the Lord. And Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur comments on these different energies. She is the potency of wealth. She manifests, as we already mentioned, through all these different energies, Krishna manifests all his opulences, all his attributes, all his qualities. So through Sri, his energy of opulence, he manifests what? His opulence. Through Pushti, his strength, we know, six main opulences of the Lord, right? Started from Sri, from wealth, and then strength through Pushti. Pushti is the energy to manifest the strength of the Lord. And then Gir, knowledge of the Lord, manifests through this energy of Gir. And then Kanti, the beauty of the Lord. He's most famous for his beauty and the sweetness of the beauty. So energy who manifests this beauty in this world, that's Kanti. And then we have Kirti, that's the fame of the Lord. So how Krishna becomes famous through his energy. Kirti, and then Tushti. Tushti means satisfaction or renunciation. All right. And because of this renunciation, he gets this satisfaction. He is always satisfied in himself. So how does this satisfaction come? Through energy of Tushti. And all these energies, they are given the Amsena. They are given the expansions here in the material world. Therefore, this world is so attractive to all the living entities. This energy of Sri gives her Amsena or expansion here And all the opulences of the world, which are there in the spiritual world, manifest here as a reflection of those opulences of the Lord in the spiritual world. That's the work of this expansion of the energy of Shri. So through the expansion, all these divine qualities of Krishna reflected here. Beauty reflected through expansion of Kanti, the beauty of the world. Why it's so beautiful? Because it's a reflection of Krishna's quality, which comes here through his energy, Kanti, or Tushti, his renunciation, why we can all of a sudden just go out of this material world without anything. So we have to strive for it. And because of this, energy gives this Tushti, satisfaction or renunciation. And the same with the knowledge gear. Why we are getting this knowledge through our knowledge gathering senses? Because this is a reflection of this knowledge of Krishna through this energy of gear here. And the same with all other energies. So all these opulences of Krishna are reflected through all these different expansions of these original energies, spiritual energies of Krishna. They make this world so beautiful, so attractive. This beauty, this opulence, this fame, this all other attributes. Otherwise, we can't live here. We came here to enjoy. So what is enjoyable? That's qualities of Krishna reflected here. Otherwise, we cannot stay here. It's just dry matter without anything else. So what makes it so beautiful for us? What makes it so attractive for us? That's the qualities of Krishna reflected through all these different energies. Isn't it wonderful? I found it's very, very inspiring. So even this ability to enjoy separately from him, with this world, comes from him. Because he gives all this environment and to enjoy. And this is not other than him, right? All these different qualities of Krishna we are enjoying is a reflection of these qualities here in this matter. And then, yoga maya, as we said, is one of the 20 main energies of the Lord, spiritual energies, headed by Kripa Shakti. This anugraha, which we mentioned there, Jiva Goswami mentioned in his Sandarbha, so anugraha, that's the main, that's the queen of all the energies. Why anugraha? Anugraha means energy of mercy. And all these shaktis, they described by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur in Madhurya Kadambini. And he described them as sitting on the wonderful petals of 20 petal lotus. You can imagine, 20 petal lotus, very beautiful, pinkish. And all these different energies of Krishna, they're sitting on these different petals. And right in the middle, on the wall of this lotus, sitting whom? Kripa Shakti. Anugraha Shakti. Why? She's the queen out of all these energies. She reigns supreme over all these different energies. Why? Because she, this energy, Kripa Shakti, brings out some magnanimous attribute of the Lord. Most magnanimous. What is this? His Bhakta Vatsale. His affection towards his devotee. His protective feelings toward his devotee that brought out by Kripa Shakti. And because this Bhakta Vatsalya is the main attribute of the Lord, it's so attractive to us. He is so loving as the Lord. He loves us so much. Because it's the main attribute of the Lord, the Shakti who manifests this attribute, it's also the main Shakti of the Lord. Therefore, she is the queen, Kripa Shakti of Krishna. She is the queen there. And even Yoga Maya, she subordinates herself to this energy of Kripa. It's here, right now, how they co-interact, Kripa Shakti and Yoga Maya, right here in this verse. What impels the Lord to send now? He is sending the Lord, now Krishna, is sending his Yoga Maya here, right? What impels him to send? The second line, viditva, understanding, when he understands, as whom? As super soul, right? He is in the heart of all his surrendered devotees as the super soul. Not Kshirada Kashaya anymore, but Krishna. So, видите вам, knowing that all Yadavas, Yadunam, all the members of this wonderful family of Krishna's devotees, they Kamsa Janbayam, they're very afraid of Kamsa, because Kamsa already started persecuting all the Yadavas, Bhojas, and Kaikeyas. So they're fearing Kamsa so much, because Kamsa want to kill them, because he got this news from Narada Muni that so many demigods now coming into this family to kill Kamsa. So he started persecuting all this family. And again, the same Narada Muni told, see, who is the first, who is the eighth? How you know? So you have to, you know, deal with it. You have to kill all the sons of Devaki. Therefore, and who know, probably this boy already born somewhere in his family. So let's kill all the boys. So he's killing all the boys around in all these families and persecuting the family members. So they are very afraid, actually. And Krishna, as the super soul, Vishvatma, knows it, that they are bayam, they are afraid of him. And knowing this, he's overwhelmed with Kripa Shakti. As soon as he heard about the suffering of his devotees, Kripa Shakti overwhelmed his heart, overwhelmed Krishna. And because of this, his compassion toward his devotees and his Bhakta Vatsalya just melt his heart. See how it acts. Kripa Shakti overwhelms him mercy. He wants to give mercy because they need his protection. He wants to give this protection as his mercy. And then because of this, the Bhakta Vatsalya, this affection towards his devotees, just fill his heart. Coming out. And he sends immediately Yoga Maya to this world to protect them from this fear. So back to Yoga Maya. Here it's mentioned that Krishna sends only Yoga Maya. But we already taught that these principal energies, spiritual energies, they all giving their expansions here. The same with Yoga Maya. She has her Amsena. She has her expansion. And this is Mahamaya. So both of them, they coming together. And it was already predicted by the Lord in his message through Brahma to the demigod when they came to the shore of the milk ocean. So Vishnu already told him, I will come alone with my Vishnu Shakti or Vishnu Maya. So Vishnu Maya has these two aspects, Mahamaya and Yogamaya. So they coming together to do what? To captivate Samohitam, all the worlds. Not just Mahamaya bewilders or captivates the demons, but also Yogamaya bewilders the devotees. But the goals of this bewilderment are different. Why Yogamaya bewilders the devotee? To connect them more and more to the Lord. To charm them more and more with different qualities of Krishna. This is bewilderment for devotees through Yogamaya. And the demons are bewildered more and more. By what? But their connection with their body. So they more and more engrossed in this illusion that their body is the product of these three modes of material nature. That's how they act, Yoga Maya and... But all of them, they bewildering. Believe you or not, all of them, Yoga Maya, when she comes, we will feel it. We will be totally bewildered about the Krishna. Krishna gives this power to Yoga Maya to bewilder us. Why? To connect more to him. That's another speciality of it. And as we said, Mahamaya bewilder is a demon. Or materialistic people, they think that they are bodies, right? Sammohita, that the energy of illusion is their bewildering aspect of it. And when the conditioned soul comes to its original nature, Krishna Nitya Das, yeah, then, as Srila Prabhupada mentioned here, it's 10.1.25 in the purport, the same potency acting as Yoga Maya increasingly helps him become purified and devote his energy to the service of the Lord. So for us, what is the turning point between being bewildered by Mahamaya and being bewildered by Yogamaya? between being sheltered by Mahamaya and being sheltered by Yogamaya? Where is the borderline? How I know that I'm already under the shelter of Yogamaya, not Mahamaya? What is the turning point? What is the shift here? How we know? And this Krishna explained in Bhagavad Gita, Mahatmanas Tumam Partham Devi Prakritim Ashitaha. So only Mahatmanas, they come into shelter of this Devi Prakriti, which is Yogamaya. But who is Mahatmas then? Is it long way, is it long distance to come to this state of being Mahatma? It's already there also in Bhagavad Gita, so we know who comes to Krishna, right? These four different types of jivas, they come to Krishna: Artha, Jigyasur, Arthartihi, and Jnani. Artha, the seekers of the wells; Jigyasur, inquisitive; Arthartihi, whoever suffering, sufferers; and then finally Jnanis. Jnani, the most dear to Krishna. Why? Because they want to know Krishna himself without any other motive, without motive of the wells, without the motive of any kind of knowledge, without any other motive, right? And to not get rid of the unhappiness or the suffering. So they are Mahatmas because it takes Ananta Koti lives to come to Krishna for anything, whatever we want. If someone out of this real soul, after this Ananta Koti lifetimes, come to Krishna, he is a Mahatma. Is already by default, because to come to Krishna with something, we have to pass through all other methods of worship of so many other demigods. We have to be very firm in determination to perform our duties. That's a very long way. So all of them, they're Mahatmas, whoever come to Krishna. But what does it mean to come to Krishna? How I know that I came to Krishna finally? Okay, I have to be Mahatma. Mahatma is one of these four categories which already came to Krishna, and how to come to Krishna. What does it mean to come to Krishna? Yes, it's also very crucial for us to understand we are coming to Krishna when we come into association with the devotees. This is a turning point. When we take shelter of the society of devotees, then we are sheltered by Yogamaya, not Mahamaya anymore. Why the society of devotees is so important? Because although Yogamaya shelters the devotee, she herself is sheltered by the heart of devotee. So she is there in the heart of devotee. That's her sitting place. And when we are coming together, this Yogamaya comes out. When we speak about Krishna, when we talk about him, when we serve him. So this is the dwelling place of Yogamaya. That's the association, that's the society of devotees. Therefore, whoever come into contact with the devotees, he's already sheltered by Yogamaya. That's the turning point of being sheltered by Mahamaya to being sheltered by Yogamaya. And then we have very interesting, what is the problem? If we want to enjoy here, what is the main problem? This enjoyment is already there in the heart, right? Hlada, hladini. We have it, Sachit and Ananda. Ananda is already there. So, but if it misuse for our purpose, the energy of enjoyment is already there. But if we use this Durga or Lakshmi for our own enjoyment, it will give us troubles. And Jiva Goswami says in Sandarbhas, Hlada Tapakari Mishra. Hlada, although enjoyment is already there, energy of enjoyment is already there. And what is wrong with this energy? Krishna enjoys with this energy, right? Kladini, that his primeval energy of enjoyment, but for us it's also ours. It's a part of this energy of Krishna, but the problem with our enjoyment through this energy, if we enjoy for ourselves, or we want to enjoy, we want to get the enjoyment through it, it gives us tapa immediately. As soon as we strive to enjoy here, miseries come. Tapa comes as a result of even striving, even attempt to enjoy here. Seeking happiness, that means suffering. To seek happiness here means to get this suffering. And it's always Mishra. As soon as we try to enjoy here, immediately Hlada, Tapa, Kari, Mishra. It just mixed together. It's nothing is in pure form. Neither Tapa nor Hlada here. Always together. And then about fear. It's also very interesting. Krishna orders Yoga Maya to come. To do what? It's in the next verse. To inspire fearlessness in the heart of Krishna's dear servants. But Srila Prabhupada says that the fear is good. Right in this purport. He says, properly speaking, everyone should always be fearful of material existence. But then why Krishna sends this energy to protect from fear? If it's so wonderful. Right? If apparent contradiction is here, we should fear this matter, but somehow Krishna sent his Maya to protect us from this fear. It's very interesting. And also, he says in Bhagavad Gita, Vitaraga Baya Krodam Man Maya Madhupashitaha Bhavo Gyanatapasam Putamat Bhava Agataha. Only after the person get rid of raga, attachment, fear and anger, only then, being totally absorbed in me, he can come to me to get my love. So we cannot get love of God. It's prema. Mad bhava is a prema for us. We cannot get without being freed from fear. So why then Srila Prabhupada says that fear is good? Everyone has to fear this material existence. Actually, there are two kinds of fear. There is a material fear. I fear to lose my body. And there is material. This is material fear. And this is a fifth layer of avidya. We have avidya, asmita, raga, dvesha, and abhinivesha. And this fear of death, what is the fear of material existence? In basis of this fear of material existence lies what? Fear of death. It's most prominent fear, most strong, out of all the senses, out of all the feelings, the fear of death is most strong, more intense for the living entity. And it sprouts from avidya. Wherever avidya exists, fear will be there. If avidya goes, no more fear. So first type, that's material fear. I'm afraid. I'm afraid because this body gives me some kind of happiness. And if this body is dead, then I cannot enjoy anymore. So this fear of death, that's a material fear, right? And this is a basis for all other fears. We have so many other fears of other living entities, fears of our mind, our body, fear of different calamities. Adhyatmika, adhibautika, adhidaivika, yes, that's all other fears. But the basis of this, that's the fear of death. And the relation, this is material fear, and the relationship between fear and enemies in the heart. So we are coming, or we already, in the middle of this allegoric story, describing so many different personalities and the meaning of these personalities, right? We already hear the story how Kamsa, who is fear, of the material existence personified, he kills one by one all the sons of the Devaki who are demonic qualities in Ashat Garbas, right? So fear kills Kama, Krodha, Lobha, Moha, Mada, and Matsai. It's right there in the commentaries of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. So there are different stages of this relationship. Before kill, the same fear becomes father of all of them. We remember the story, like how it started. Kamsa in his previous life was who? Demon Kalanemi, right? And his children were all the Shadarbas. So fear, originally fear manifests all these demonic qualities in the heart. Fear manifests karma, or lust manifests anger, manifests greediness, mada, insanity, and illusion. All of them, they manifest by fear. So fear is the first stage. In the material life, fear brings out all these negative qualities. How? Why I want to enjoy? Because of fear of death. For me, with the end of this body, will end all my enjoyment. Therefore, I want to enjoy now and as much as possible, right? So fear manifests lust. And the same with anger. When the lust meets some impediment, right, I cannot enjoy, so I become angry. Because the same fear of death, I'm afraid that with the end of this body, I will lose all my enjoyment. The same with greediness. Why people accumulate so much money, so much of different possession? Because of the same fear of death. So fear of death manifests all these negative qualities starting from Krodha, Lobha, Moha, Mada, Matsarya, all of them. This is for materialists. So in material life, fear produces all of them. But then fear, as Kamsa, kills all of them. First he produces, he manifests all, and the second stage of this, the spiritual life. Fear detailed in the spiritual life, in our bhakti, fear in bhakti, he kills all these different enemies in the heart. How? I'm afraid to come back to this material world. That the fear, that the inbuilt quality of my sadhana. I'm afraid to go there. I'm afraid to return there. I'm afraid to this material relationship. I don't want to be cheated again. I don't want to be, you know, bewildered again by all these things. So I don't want to return. And therefore, I execute my sadhana out of fear. This fear becomes a hidden motive of my sadhana. Until, without any motive, I serve the Lord because of my raga, because of my sheer attachment to the Lord, because of my sheer love. But there are different stages here. So first is fear. That's very first motive of our sadhana. We fear this world. We come, we fed up to the brim with all these wonders, all these wonderful things in this world. So we don't want to go there anymore. We know that this is the world of suffering. And here we see wonderful life. So we don't want to return. So first fear is the first motive in our devotional service. By this fear, all other anarthas in the heart are being killed. As Kamsa kills the sons of Devaki, and Devaki, that's the personification of our bhakti. So all of them, we have to give all our anarthas to this sphere, and it takes Vasudeva consciousness, right, or consciousness of Krishna to give all our anartha to our fear of death. And then, therefore, Srila Prabhupada mentions that this fear is progressive, because this fear, it's very healthy fear for the beginning, because it annihilates all other anartha in the heart. It's very progressive. But then, on the level of bhava, Krishna himself kills this fear. See, first, fear manifests all these qualities, that fear kills all these qualities, and the Krishna comes to kill the fear itself. That's the third stage. It's very interesting. That's already advanced level. That our sadhya already, right? Bhava and prema. Krishna comes to kill Kamsa. All right? So killing the Kamsa, killing of this fear is very significant. So there is no more fear. Therefore, Krishna tells us in Bhagavad Gita, Vita Bhairaga Krodha. So before you come to prema, you have to kill your kill. That's Krishna is doing by killing the Kamsa. And then, amazingly enough, these five children, which were already killed, these Shadarba, six children, six enemies in the heart, they return. Okay, you know the continuation of the story? Although they were killed by this fear, the Kamsa, but then they return, Krishna returns them. What does it mean? There are no loss or diminution on this path, Krishna telling us, and even greatest enemies become our greatest friends. So, as our mind at the beginning is the greatest enemy for us, right? And then we make some endeavor, we do our sadhana, we perform everything, and this greatest enemy becomes our greatest friend. And all these anarthas, they born out of our mind. We remember Marichi, right? First father of all these enemies in the heart. So he brings them out. So from our mind, all these anarthas come in. And because the mind becomes greatest friend, the same with whatever came from the mind. All these anarthas, they became our greatest friend. Although at the beginning they are our greatest enemy. How come? What does it mean all this anartha becomes our greatest friend? Originally, all this anartha is part of Vyabhichari Bhavas. They are special ecstasies. Out of 33 Vyabhichari ecstasy, we know that aggressive ecstasy which exists there, all this kama, krodha, lobha, moha, matsarya, that is ecstasies. Lust, spiritual lust, kama, anger, spiritual anger, greed, spiritual greed, for what? Kama for what? The envy, for what? First Krishna. So, and bhakti cannot stay without these qualities which are refined thoroughly. By our process of devotional service, all this envy becomes our ecstasies. And Devaki cannot live without them. Why? Because they are part of Vyabhichari Bhava. They are part of rasa. What does it mean, rasa? That sweet taste of the relationship with Krishna, that means rasa. And rasa, that's combined or combination of these five different ecstasies. And one of them is Vyabhichari. So they are part of Vyabhichari Bhavas. This ecstasy is aggressive. If Radharani shows her anger, that's very aggressive. If the devotees of Krishna there show their kama, it's very prominent, it's very like very bright. Why it's called aggressive ecstasy? Because it manifests very brightly. So that's a part of the rasa. So there in the spiritual world, they exist in their pure form as the elements of rasa, all this Devaki's sun. Therefore they return to us in on the level of Bhava and Prema. And then we have this spiritual fear. Kamsa return. Also Krishna kills Kamsa, this fear returned to us. First, material fear that we fear to lose our body. But the spiritual fear, we afraid, we fear to lose Krishna. That's spiritual fear. And this is original fear. Fear also is there out of the 33 Vyabhicharis Bhavas. So Kamsa also returned. So nobody lost. Neither Kamsa nor Shadarpas all returned to us. Fear returned, but it's spiritual. All these enemies return. It's the greatest friend. So this is part of our relationship with the Lord on the level of rasa already. Thank you so much. So we didn't cover anything. I was planning to say more things, but if you have any questions or comments, yes, please.
Hare Krishna Mataji, thank you for the class. It was interesting to know that yoga maya bewilders the devotees to attract them towards Krishna. Could you kindly give one example from Srila Prabhupada's life and from Srimad Bhagavatam to illustrate this?
How you might bewilder? Yes, it's there in the 10th canto, like yoga maya bewildered, say, Devaki or Yashoda. She put Yashoda into sleep. She bewildered her totally because Yashoda didn't know even that she delivered baby girl. It was the covering of yoga maya of her. She bewilders. And then the end of the story, she become more attractive to Krishna as her son. That's a part of it. So this bewilderment, so many of them, like for the sake of rasa dance, yoga maya bewilders, elders of different gopi bewilders, their husbands, for what purpose? That's the bewildering of yoga maya. Covers them, and they think that the gopis are there by their side. All right, so nothing is happening, and then meantime, or they say allow them to go because of some reason. All of this is covering of yoga maya, which enhance their relationship with Krishna finally to attract them. So all these bewildering things, many of them. There's just a few. Or how Radharani, it's most prominent actually, how Radharani and queens of Dvaraka bewildered by yoga maya, like say this kind of separation with Krishna, it's called prema vaichitya. When Radharani is sitting with Krishna together, he's sitting by his side, she's sitting, and then all of a sudden all the story with a bumblebee which comes attracted by the fragrance of her garment, of her face, and then Madhu Mangal chased this bumblebee, and then Radharani, and he told one phrase only, Madhusudan gone. And it was total bewilderment for Radharani because he was sitting, she was sitting by the side of Krishna, but she couldn't see him. She was seeing only her reflection in the chest of Krishna. Therefore, he was thinking that Krishna gone. She couldn't even see him sitting by her side. That's also influence of Radha, but the whole story is there, how her love got to summit because of this. It's wonderful place. So many of them, like all the Braja Leelas that bewilder them because of this, either Leela Shakti or Yoga Maya.
Mataji, from Srila Prabhupada's life, any example?
It's more difficult, probably, and our dear Prabhupada's disciple can enliven us in this. Like how Yoga Maya, by her bewildering aspect, could manifest in personality of Srila Prabhupada at any occasion. You remember anything like this? Must be, we must think about it. Okay.
Maybe before he went to America, he was thinking that he can get a good result and success by earning money, become a millionaire, and then distribute the Krishna consciousness. Maybe that was...
Thank you. I think it's a wonderful example.
Srila Prabhupada, the subject matter of the body of the spiritual master, the most difficult subject matter. But the reporter once asked Prabhupada that you came here. He was writing, you came on the Boeing 707 and you're using all the facilities.
Chananya Prabhu, can you please speak louder because I cannot hear them.
The reporter said that we hear in India the yogis and everything, they ride on carpets and things like that, but you are using you're coming on the Boeing 707 airplane and you're using fancy cars. Why is that? You're not using yogic powers and things like that. And Srila Prabhupada said, because I want to be one of you. I want to be one of you.
I want to be one of you, okay.
Yeah, so that the Uttama Adhikari, he comes down to the second level. It's difficult to understand how he's acting, but I mean, quite a lot of people in Jamuna's book, when she was with Prabhupada in Chittinghurst, I think, or maybe the Bhaktivedanta Manor, they were walking, and Jamuna noticed that the muddy sand behind, there was no footprint of Prabhupada. They were walking together, but as she looked and she said, Srila Prabhupada, my footprints are on the muddy sand, but you've got no footprints there. Why is that? And Prabhupada said, oh, this will all be explained later. Oh, there's another story. But Prabhupada was going out the airport, and he's one of those circular doors, you know, the glass doors. You have to walk, you go in one side and you, it's like a glass door thing. So Prabhupada went in behind someone else, and the guy in front of him, he started looking in his luggage or something, he kind of stopped where he was. Prabhupada was stuck in between. The door stopped because the guy was looking through his luggage. And he couldn't go out again because the next door was behind him. So Bhavananda, he ran around the front of the door to get the guy out and help Prabhupada out. And when he got there, Prabhupada was already out the door. And the guy was still inside, sorting his thing. So this is the magic of yoga maya. I don't know if that answers the question.
Thank you so much. Probably Jivanath Prabhu can say something. So.
That story that Jananivas told about the reporter at the airport saying, why are you flying if you're a yogi? And Prabhupada said, actually, yogis, they can fly three different ways. He says, on carpet. I was, ooh, on a carpet, that's pretty cool. A whole planet, wow. And back on the back of a seagull, or pigeon, sorry, on the back of a pigeon. And everyone's like, on the back of a pigeon? I mean, a yogi? Prabhupada says, yes. And they say, well, why did you come? It's like in a plane. He says, to be one like you. That was a good one. There was another one, since we're doing these stories. The Prabhupada came up the escalator, and people were paying their obeisances. And they were looking as Prabhupada was walking, and they noticed his feet weren't on the ground. He was kind of gliding. And all the devotees that saw it thought, only I saw this. It's just me. I'm just, you know, imagining Prabhupada floating along. And then later, devotees got together and said, you know what, it was the coolest thing in the Detroit airport. I could have sworn I saw Prabhupada's feet not touching the ground. And another devotee went, you saw that too? So it was sort of confirmed that three devotees who had their heads on the ground looked and saw the Prabhupada's feet were not touching the ground.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. Thank you very much. And Grantarach Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Shri Prabhupada ki jai, Gaura Pramanande Hari Bol.